the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you mentally if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel shouting people roaring. I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to midnight, and that's in the Central Time Zone. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and I am proud to be behind the mic and will continue to do so until the FCC hauls me off in leg irons and handcuffs. And speaking of that, in the FCC, thanks to our first hour guest, Doug Hagman. His website is HagmanandHagman.com, and his radio show airs from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. Certainly one of the best, if not the best, show on radio today. Our second hour guest is Paul Martin. Our thanks to Paul for covering the topic of Russians in our backyard, Common Core, and of course, the Agenda 21 invasion of good places like Colorado, my old home state. Paul can be followed at revolutionradio.org. So our thanks to our first two guests this evening. Now we move into our specialty segments. Our first segment is regarding your health. And we encourage you to be active in this segment. And periodically, as we go through this, I'll be giving out phone number you can call in to ask our health expert, Katie, and she may not give you health advice, but she could certainly direct you on where to go. And, of course, in the last half hour, Annie DeRiso, our news director, is going to be bringing us the latest in the news that you will not hear about in the mainstream media. So joining us from also Colorado, we have a heavy Colorado influence. Joining us from Colorado is my friend Katie Whalen. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hello, Dave. How are you doing? I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, I'm doing good until I'm hearing about this FCC trying to kick us all off the internet and censor our speech. But as long as we have breath, let us speak the truth. So I understand as I promoted your segment earlier in the show, I talked about the idea of using health frequencies to promote healing, and you're going to kind of fill in the gaps on how you do that and what that all means.
Yeah, I thought I'd tackle something a little different and educate the listeners a little bit about it. Now, my specialty, obviously, is essential oils. That's really my expertise. I love essential oils, and so I'm going to cover that tonight. And as much as I can, but I want to go over the chemistry and the properties and what essential oils are, but I also thought I would cover some of the science of frequencies and how that works. So I'll start out with what essential oils are and the properties and the chemistry, and then we'll go into that. So it's kind
sounds
of
like
interesting.
A plan. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And I was thinking, you know, for those who interpret the whole frequencies and vibrations, it's sort of new agey, as unbiblical. Not really, because, I mean, the way I see it, God created science and in the world we live in. And what we're doing is we're just discovering it. So it doesn't mean it's good or bad. And with oils, like anything else, I mean, they can be used for good, for healing, or they can be used for nefarious purposes. So it's not the substance that's negative, it's the intention of the user. Because I've gotten a lot of comments about the essential oils and frequencies and hocus pocus, but it's not that at all. God put them here for us. So I just wanted to put that out there to start out with. But something real interesting I found in my research this afternoon, it was from Thomas Edison, who was, I guess, way ahead of his time, or they've just kind of squashed his wisdom. But he said, the doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease. So Thomas was pretty much ahead of his time, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, so. Really. But, you know, unfortunately, we monetized medicine, and so the rest, as they say, is history.
Indeed we did, but I also, I feel like for the first few weeks I'm going to have to qualify who I am till the audience gets to know me. So if you don't mind, I just want to emphasize my complete lack of medical qualifications. and that's really in order to encourage and teach everybody listening that you are your best hope for optimum health. You know your family history, you know your lifestyle, your own body, what it needs.
Right. So
that's your health. You are your own health advisor. And everyone's goal can be to spend a little bit of time and expense doing this, and less time and expense at the doctor or the hospital. And it's to teach a generation of people into a new way of thinking about health care. I mean, when you say healthcare to someone, what if you did the man on the street? They'd say healthcare, and they'd say Obamacare, insurance, mandates, something like that. That's what's happened to our lexicon. Healthcare is simply taking care of your health. So I'd like to turn the language around and re-educate a generation into thinking they're their own physicians and starve off the medical beast. You know, the medical industry beast and sort of make it manageable and efficient trauma care sector. I mean, to me,
let me ask you a question here, because I think you're right on the money here with this, but kind of embedded in your message here, what you're implying is you need to take charge of your own medical care because the system is increasingly working against you.
Yes, it is increasingly working against you, and it has for decades. And that's what I'm trying to get across to people is it's a mindset. Much like Paul was talking about and Doug was talking about, how everyone's fallen asleep and they've turned over their power to these institutions. Well, I'm saying, no, take that power back, and there are things you can do. Even if you're at stage 2 cancer or stage 3 cancer or you have a chronic illness, you can do things to you know, stave off some of the pain or reverse, give the body the tools it needs to start to reverse some of these things. So, yes, we have been brainwashed. So the theme is sort of falling in line tonight with, okay, people, wake up, time to wake up. So first thing I wanted to do is teach people about essential oils. If people haven't heard of them, they were, you know, when I was growing up, there was patchouli oil, and it was sort of a hippie-type thing, and that's not true. I mean, essential oils have been around for thousands of years. They're very powerful. They're wonderful medicine. Hippocrates used oregano oil way back then. They found frankincense in some of the tombs, the Egyptian tombs, and actually it was still viable, the frankincense they found. So it's pretty powerful, and it lasts a long time. But what essential oils are, there's each plant or tree, they have a natural protectant on them, and it's a small oil sac, you know, on plants, and it protects the plant from microbes, pathogens, viruses, bacteria, anything like that. So we figured out a way to harvest these pure plants from really pure sources and steam distill the plant down to the point where you get the essential oil, just the essential oil, no fillers, no additives. And like you said in the ad, it works on the human body in the same way. And so
yes,
you can apply these oils topically, aromatically, and if they're therapeutic grade, some of them you can actually ingest them. So it's the aromatic compounds that are actually working in your system. So does that make sense so far?
That makes perfect sense. So
when
you apply these oils, I would imagine where we're headed based on the show promo tonight is it changes the body's frequency in some way.
It does. It does. These oils can have effects on your physique, you know, your physical nature, your organs. They can affect your moods. And when you start getting into some of the vibrational studies, they can actually affect your vibration. So I was going to get into that with what does vibration mean? It's not hocus pocus. It's not New Age. It's actually everything in the universe is a vibration. Everything that we see, the planets all the way down to our bodies, are just atoms in motion. So everything is vibration, and everything is energy, and it has a frequency. Vibration has a frequency, so you've got high frequencies and low frequencies. And I use this example is God created the universe with the power and vibration of his own voice. That's how powerful God's voice is. It's the highest vibration. So these oils have their own vibration. And actually the oils are some of the highest, the essential oils, and last week I did the cannabis oil too, it's sort of the same thing, but these natural oils have some of the highest frequency, healing frequencies of any known substance on the planet. So it's
Katie, let me
natural.
Ask you, have these frequencies been quantified, like from certain megahertz to certain megahertz?
They
you
have.
Can heal your pancreas? Yeah. Give us an example of that.
I will. Thanks. The Rife machine, you know, I was looking into a little bit of this, the Rife machine, and I was looking into Nikola Tesla had done some research on frequencies, and one of the quotes from Tesla was that he believed if certain outside frequencies that interfere with the body were eliminated, it would create a greater resistance to disease. So, you know, Nikola Tesla was very well aware. I mean, that's what he did. He was an electrical and medical engineer or mechanical engineer, so he knew this stuff and how harmful some frequencies can be to the human body. But for example, some of the oils, they have been tested. Some of the oils, like lavender is, let me start with the human body, first of all, because then people can get a much better idea of what I'm talking about. The human body, a healthy body, runs at about 62 to 68 megahertz, okay? And then any kind of stress to the body that would disturb that frequency, minor stress, major stress, it starts going down. So you have anything like a cold or flu would be about, you drop to about a 58 megahertz. Candida overgrowth or some sort of disease develops, we're talking about dropping to a 55. Some sort of autoimmune disease or viral disorder, it drops to 52. I think stage 3 or 4 cancers would begin to develop about 42. And then the death process begins at 20. So your body does have very defined frequency and vibration to it. So if you're adding these oils, then that's going to raise your vibration, just like anything else. I mean, I was thinking about food. A Big Mac has zero vibration, zero frequencies to it. There's nothing alive in it. There's nothing happening. I don't know if I could say zero, but there's nothing in there. Whereas an apple or some sort of fresh produce is running at about 15 megahertz. So the thing is, if you're giving yourself good, positive things of high vibration, whether that be food or even the clothes you wear, even the color of the clothes you wear, colors have vibration. Fabrics have certain vibrations. I think it's linen has a vibration of 1,000, cotton has a vibration of 100, and polyester is like 10. So, stay away from the polyester,
Dave. That hurts some good jokes, yeah. That caught me off guard with the polyester. Well, you know what you're saying, and let me speak to you from my background, you know, as a therapist. You go back in your training and You learn about how the brain works. Well, Jose Delgado back in 1961 showed through the manipulation, electromagnetic manipulation of the limbic system of the brain, he could change the behavior of bulls, rats, mice, eventually epileptics, and humans in general. And then he went to work for the CIA at Stanford Research Institute, and that mind control work all went underground, but it was totally based on changing electronic frequencies that are hitting the brain. So you're basically in the same ballpark with science I already know to be valid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful example, and it can be used for good or bad. Like you said, it's gone underground, or it can be used to, you know, help someone in severe depression or something like that. So, yes, it's very, very effective. Without the machines, though, with the natural processes, the oils, that's where the oils can come in handy. And they're incredibly beneficial to disease or mood. Now, say lavender is one of your mood oils. That has a vibration of 118, or a mega.
How do they measure that, Katie? When they say the vibration is a certain number, how is that determined?
You know what? I can't remember. I will tell you. I just read through it, and I can't remember exactly the machinery that they use. But they actually do use the machinery to calculate the vibrations of anything.
Interesting. We're going to have to do some research on that. Katie,
yeah,
let me squeeze in a quick call, okay? We've got
sure.
Roger from Kentucky, and he probably wants you to direct him somewhere to help him with a potential health issue. Let's see if I'm right. Roger, hi. You're on the
yes.
air. It's on your mind.
Yes, indeed. You are correct. I would like to know about a website or some source for the technology to monitor my body's vibratory rate.
That I do. I can't give you right away, but I can research it. And if you contact me from my website, I can give it to you because I was just through all kinds of different sites.
Katie, give out your website, please.
Yep. The website is familyessentialshop.com, and there's contact information in there. You can send me an email. You can call me, and let's go to that because that's getting into the weeds that I didn't get into, but it's a great question. Because I would love to know that. A lot of this I research just right off the internet. But yeah, going into the details like that would be great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Roger.
Thanks, Roger. Well, Katie, that's a kind of a question and inquiry I want. We may not have the answers right away, but we certainly probably have the ability to find out some of these answers. And this is a growth journey on taking care of our own health care that we're all collectively embarking on. And
right.
So Roger's call kind of captured the essence of what we're trying to get done in this segment. So back to this idea of frequency. How can people raise their frequency naturally? They can use essential oils. Is telling yourself jokes or watching funny shows or reading a comic strip, are those some ways that you could improve your frequency?
Great question, and yes, the answer is yes. I was, in my research, I found how important just the spoken word is, and I ended up finding a bunch of scriptures where it actually tells you, I mean, Proverbs, 18:2, 18:21, the tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Or Proverbs 12:6, our words have the power to destroy or to build up. There was a Japanese scientist, Suzuki. He was doing research on food, and he would put he would say the words war and anger. You know, he would record them in front of food and plants, and they would deteriorate faster than the foods that he had words like love and peace and joy. So there's vibrations in words. There's certain fabrics, certain colors that you can wear. There's certain things you can do. Just changing your own thought pattern from, you know, I'm an idiot to, no, I'm a good person. That changes your vibration. The oils can change your vibration. Frankincense is a very wonderful brain oil. It's a calming oil. It's a high vibration oil. You put some on the back of your neck. You can change the vibration of your body. You can change your mood. That's why they affect the brain in the mood centers in the brain, because they literally change the vibration of your body. So something really interesting, too, I want to get in. There are oils that are mood oils, and there are oils, those are the high vibration oils, and the lower vibration oils are more for structure, the organs, the tissue. So just because basil is a 52 megahertz doesn't mean that it's not a good oil. It just means it's working on a different system in your body that doesn't require the high vibration that your mind would. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know what all this reminds me of? The old Star Trek show, Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, and the tricorder. Remember how the tricorder would, Dr. McCoy would move it over someone? And he'd read the vibrational frequencies of the person and be able to tell what was wrong with them?
Yes, but they knew this stuff. See, Hollywood knows all this stuff. They telegraph it to us years before it actually manifests. So they knew that. They've known that. Like I said, Tesla was working on this stuff. So it's been around for a long time. And it's pretty incredible stuff. It's fantastic. That's why I love this. You know, if I'm in a mood, I can go over it.
It's fascinating stuff. I mean, this has captured my imagination, and I do a lot of reading on this. And I've learned, by the way, we're supposed to live to be about 120 years of age, and that's even without a lot of spare parts technology. Katie, we're starting to run out of time here, and I don't want to leave us short. I want people to be able to follow your work, and I want people to see what kind of product line you have available to complement what you've been talking to us about tonight. So very quickly, give out your two websites, please.
The website is familyessentialshop.com, and you can contact me there if you have any questions or anything. And then a lot of my articles and things that I find interesting, I put on my blog, which is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com.
Okay. You know what? We need to have you. We're out of time, Katie, but you need to send me your articles, and I'll start putting them up on my website, too. Katie, thanks for joining us. Very, very informative 30 minutes. Looking forward to next week's segment. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, because when we come back from the break, Annie's going to bring us the news.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I showed you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window, medicated to keep you docile, not able to recognize your own kids, suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and our thanks to Katie Wayland for a very informative segment. The idea of vibrational medicine is something that has fascinated me for a long time because, as I said during the course of that segment, it's something that I've grown up learning about as a young professional on how these things affect the brain, mood, temperament, behavior, and so forth. So, of course, it applies to the immune system, but I'm so looking forward to developing this segment, and we'll try to expand it a little bit from time to time to give you guys an opportunity in the listening audience to call in and ask your questions. Anyway, our time is short because Annie's got a whole boatload of stuff from Franklin Roosevelt to Barbie dolls. So, Annie, let's not waste any time. It's Annie DeRiso, our news correspondent. And, Annie, take it away.
Yeah, well, we have very wise words from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He says, the liberty of a democracy is not safe if the people tolerated the growth of private power to a point where it becomes stronger than the democratic state itself. That, in its essence, is fascism, which is the ownership of government by an individual, by a group, or any controlling private power. So it's official now. 50% of Americans now believe in conspiracy theories. Two political theory scientists have come out with a report that, in their opinion, explains why someone believes in conspiracy theories. I mean, they think it's all magical thinking that we come up with in order to cope with difficult emotions and that we use mental shortcuts in order to deal with stress. Yes, we do use mental shortcuts, but it's the ones they're talking about that gets me, because they present as examples Obama birthers, 9/11 truthers, and the theory that the FDA is deliberately withholding natural cancer cures. But the clincher of this report said, we do find that conspiracy theories are more popular among the less educated. and they also hold other magical beliefs. Conspiracy theorists are much more likely to believe in the supernatural, the paranormal, or believe in biblical prophecy.
Uh-oh. They had me there until goodbye. And first of all, this whole thing, just from a logic standpoint, if this were a philosophy 101 class, these two political theorists would get F's for their logic, because this presumes that no two people would ever get together and do something wrong. And have they ever heard of the Reichstag fire? That's commonly accepted history. The whole thing here is flawed on its face, but this last part that you read, are more likely to believe in supernatural. Well, let me tell you this. When I look at John Kennedy's head, and I'm supposed to believe that Lee Oswald, who failed his marksmanship test twice in the Marine Corps, shot through a tree and hit Kennedy in the back of the head, and his head goes back and to the left instead of forward and to the right, who am I supposed to believe? My stupid conspiratorial beliefs, my lying eyes, or these two political theorists saying there's no such thing? But supernatural, paranormal, I don't really believe in either one of those. Biblical prophecy, interesting. Another stab at the Christian religion.
Well, I think it's just an NSA disinfo op.
Exactly, Amy. Bingo. Thank you. Enough said. Let's go to the next story.
Well, the Federal Border Patrol have been ordered to release any and all illegal alien drunk drivers to drive merrily on their way while they're still drunk. Homeland Unsecurity says it's a state problem, not a federal problem. So they have no jurisdiction. Says, I can't believe the free ride that the illegals are getting. I mean, courtesy of the government, not our government, but Obama's government. I mean, if they kill somebody, at least the Border Patrol agents won't get sued, but some family's going to have to sue the federal government for wrongful death, and you know how that's going to turn out. I mean, just turn the drunks loose. I mean, they won't turn you loose if you get pulled over.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to ask you. So if I want to, I don't know why I would, but if I wanted to go down to Nogales, our point of entry here in Arizona, across the border, and I wanted to go down there and go across for the day, which I don't know why I would. That'd be insane. And then I come back across the border, and I drank a bunch of tequila when I was there. Is that okay? Is the Border Patrol going to let this gringo through the Border Patrol checkpoints if I'm drunk as a skunk? Does that apply
to me? What about the truck drivers, Dave? What about the truck drivers? That brings in another whole scenario. They could drive across the border drunk as a skunk and keep going.
Want
to hear about the Barbie dolls?
Yeah, let's hear about, I can't wait for this story. Tell me about the Barbie dolls.
Well, there's a new Barbie doll. It's going to record conversations with children and send it to researchers.
No. Yes. Say it again, so.
Yes. It's called Hello Barbie, and it'll ask your child questions, and the recordings will be used to determine more complex questions to ask next time. I mean, all this information is transmitted by Wi-Fi interface that can, in spite of what the makers say, it could be hacked. It also records all the other conversations in the room. I mean, smart TVs already record our conversations. We may as well set an extra plate at the dinner table and invite the NSA to come on in.
Oh, you know, sometimes you don't see Dave Hodges at a loss for words very often. But I'm looking at this, and I'm being spied on by Barbie. Now, fortunately, I got a boy, and he doesn't play with Barbie dolls and never has. But this is beyond belief. I'll tell you what this reminds me of, and there is a pattern here. My son took a test on a computer. It was actually a survey, not a test, administered by Gallup poll at school, and they ask questions about strife in the home. Are there problems in the home? I told the lead homeroom teacher, I said, I don't appreciate this. I said, that's none of your damn business. It's not the school's business. It's not the Gallup poll's business. And I've instructed my son not to answer any more questions like this. It's an invasion of privacy. But this is the same thing. There's a pattern here. This is kind of like the old Soviet-style schools where they would use first and second grade kids to unknowingly and unwittingly spy on their parents for being enemies of the state. This is exactly what's going on here. And folks, does this tell you where this is going? FM 39.43, internment, resettlement, FEMA camps. We referenced those documents when I was talking to Doug and Paul in the first 2 hours about this. New Barbie doll spying on you at home. Unbelievable. Annie?
Well, the next two stories come from across the pond, from England, and we know that things start over there and then come over here, so pay close attention. The English government wants to start kids to school at 2 years old. Kids under five need to be nurtured, not propagandized. I mean, their learning should be spontaneous, not programmed by the powers that be. These schools will be based on the concepts of, quote, employability for production of economic productivity. It's against what? Human nature. Yes. Employability for production of economic productivity. It's against human nature. I mean, we try to placate zoo animals better than this. We give them as natural a surrounding as possible, but we're caging our kids to get them while their brains are so plastic and easy to shape. I think there was some movie about this, and I tried to find it today, but I couldn't find out what it was, you know, where you're trained from the time you're born as to the job that you're going to have.
Oh, I actually know what that was, at least one of the movies. I'm sure there's several. But it was a few summers ago, Man of Steel, Superman, and they spent the first half hour of the movie. My son, at that time, was about 10 years old, loved superheroes. So, of course, we went to see Superman. But they went to the planet Krypton for the first 30 minutes, and they had General Zod, who was bad, 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 bad guy. He actually murdered Superman's real father. And General Zod, they revealed he was bred and created to be a general. And that Superman was actually the first live birth on the planet Krypton for eons. And everybody else had been cloned under artificial circumstances and pre-programmed to perform a function through DNA manipulation that controlled personality traits and skills. I don't know if that's the one you're referring to, Annie, but it fits.
Yeah, was it.
Yeah, well, and I get an education when I go to the movies. I mean, I wasn't planning on seeing this. I expect to see a guy fly around in a cape and save the world. I wasn't dreaming I was going to get the version of Kryptonian transhumanism.
Yeah. Well, also in England, the old people are being auctioned off on eBay type of websites to the lowest bidder, healthcare facilities.
Well, you're going too fast. I can't absorb this.
I know.
Both are being auctioned off on eBay to the lowest bidder. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes. Yes. Healthcare facilities. I mean, they want your mom and pop, and they'll do anything they can to get them into their clutches. I mean, a computer figures out the lowest facility bid, and that facility will usually have the poorest rating in quality of care. I mean, these old people are being auctioned off like cattle. They're a product to be bought and sold on the Internet, and this is in the UK now. This is not a proposal. This is happening now, so I'm sure Obamacare can't be too far behind in picking up on it.
Boy, this is freaky scary. That's probably not the most scientific thing I've ever said, but it's also ironic. I wrote about this, oh gosh, Annie, probably two and a half years ago. I wrote about the NHS, which is the name for Obamacare in England, and I talked about how many older people had died under the NHS's regulations. And what they do is they come in to, let's say that a person goes into a hospital stay, and they actually could be treated and brought back to a relatively state of healthy living. But instead what they do once they're over a certain age, and it's called age ration care, is they withhold treatment, and eventually the person within 2 to 4 weeks dies. And the government actually pays bonuses to this group in Liverpool. I wish I had the article in front of me, but there was a group called the Liverpool something or rather that the government paid bonuses to for each elderly person over a certain age that died in their care. And there, it was really a very poorly disguised way of thinning out the herd of older people. And I wrote about this in combination with Obamacare. And one of the things that I discovered, and I know a doctor who works in a neurological institute, a well-known one, and I won't give it out because it wouldn't be hard to trace who this is. And he was telling me that when you reach the age of 70, and if you had a brain aneurysm that was completely operable and fixable and you could be restored to regular health, they'll operate on you at age 70 on your birthday. But the minute the clock strikes midnight on your birthday, you are ineligible for any type of brain operation intervention. And all the doctor is authorized to do is to give to you comfort care, and then you live out your days in a hospice where they slowly withdraw food and water and kill you. And by the way, that's the method that they do away with the elderly people under NHS. I probably, you know, if I have time tomorrow night, I'll repost that article. I'll go find it and I'll repost it because this is very, very timely. Annie, did you have an approximate date on when this ran? Do you know the time frame?
Last six weeks,
do you know?
Yeah, we can look at the article. I sent you the link on it. But what this really, now, when you say comfort care is morphine.
Yes, exactly.
What does morphine do? Morphine shuts down your organs. I wonder what the frequency of morphine is. Because it does shut down the organs.
Well,
that's
sure
why you die so quick.
I'm sure Katie's still listening, and so note to Katie. Let's see if we can't find out what that is, and that'd be a great question to follow up with next week during our health segment with Katie. Annie, it's really coming together. I mean, there's so many gaps in my memory on this article because, you know, there's probably, 700 articles I've written between that one and today. So, but I'll go back, and what I'll do for the listening audience, because I know we're probably raising their curiosity, I'll find that article and I'll make a notation. Yeah, it's outdated. I'm not sure all the links will work properly any longer, but I'll republish that up there because it's frightening what they're doing in England right now with regard to killing off the older people. It's a cottage industry that's rewarded by the government. Well, Obamacare appears to be following the exact same format with the removal of regular treatment. And remember, Obama, if you want to keep your doctor, you keep your doctor. You want to keep your insurance, you keep your insurance. We know those were lies. And we won't have any restrictions on care. There'll be no pre-existing conditions. Well, Mr. President, what the hell is age when you deny care based on age? That's a pre-existing condition. When someone's 70 years in one day, that's a pre-existing condition. You lied again. This makes perpetuators of Obamacare murderers. And I've written about this too, probably about 9-10 months ago, back in the early part of 2014. And I talked about some of the people that put together Obamacare, some of the people responsible for writing those 2,300 pages of misery. And Annie, what I found to a person is they all said that no human being should be living over the age of 75. Okay, all right, maybe I can accept that. But then why are David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Henry Kissinger still around? Lead the way, gentlemen, please. You're over 75, do your duty. Step aside.
Rules for thee, but not for me.
Very well said, Annie.
Well, in other news, the generic drug prices have soared up over 8,000% in the past. Oh, I think it's like about the past year and a half. I mean, this is big pharma on steroids. And then the roll call.
How can anyone afford this? And in particular, I'm still in my earning years. I'm still gainfully employed. But there are a lot of people out there, Annie, who are not gainfully employed, and they have what they have. How can people on Medicare Part B, how can they possibly absorb this and still maintain the medicines that they may need to foster health? And I can, right here, I just caught myself. I can imagine what Katie's saying right now. There's alternatives, and she's probably right. But right now, within the existing paradigm, how can people afford this crap?
They can't, and Big Pharma, of course, doesn't care. The government doesn't care. Obamacare doesn't care. We have to come up with another name for Obamacare.
You know,
Abomination care.
You know, one of the things I saw, I'm going to give the listening audience an image. Those of you that saw Michael Moore's movie about medicine called Sicko, that's it. That was the name I was looking for, Sicko. And they had a list that they played, like they had the theme from Star Wars, and they had the galaxy as the background, and they had all these medical pre-exclusions scroll down the screen while the theme from Star Wars is being played. And it was just went on and on and on and on and on. You know what we need to do? Annie, we need to make this a side venture for us. Dave and Annie's, you know, fun at the New World Order Farm Day. We need to go through, and we just need one line description of every way the globalists are trying to harm us. And we would get the same thing that I saw in that movie, Sicko. I'm just looking at this. I mean, everything I'm seeing here, everything I'm seeing in your news tonight, let's just back up and let's just take a look at this really quickly here. Okay? If you're a conspiracy theorist, you must believe in biblical prophecy. Christians suck, and so does anyone else who thinks that two people would get together and do anything bad. And then they're attacking us in terms of letting drunk drivers, just because they're illegal aliens, take off and put the rest of us at risk. That's a life-threatening event. New Barbie dolls are spying on people, ostensibly to do intel gathering for when the crackdown comes. The English government wants to propagandize and brainwash children age 2 and even younger. Okay, we're selling off old people in England like they're slaves on eBay. Okay, so we're seeing the introduction of elderly slavery. And going down here, generic drug prices have gone up 8,000%. Annie, I think we got a clean sweep on our stories tonight. Every one of them is about how we're being abused by the New World Order. And this ain't even scratching the surface. We need to do this, Annie. We need to start compiling a list. Everything that we come across that's new, and then we need to unveil this someday. Make a good ebook.
Yeah, well, the last part of the story is the Roll Call blog. They reported that the Pentagon spent $41.6 million on Viagra last year, not the $500,000 as the Pentagon reported. Instead, they spent $41.6 million. I mean, the military Times really came out with this and reported that the real tally is the 41.6 million and 84.2 million that they spent on erectile dysfunction drugs overall. And then there's this. I mean, since 2011, the tabs for drugs like Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra totals 294 million, which is the equivalent of nearly four U.S. Air Force F-35 joint strike fighters. They also reported that less than 10% of the prescriptions were for active duty troops. And Dave, this really makes me wonder if this isn't contributing to the sexual harassment and rapes in the military. That's really gone off of the radar. You don't even hear anything about it anymore.
Well, I'm not too concerned. It's the Pentagon, and we know they like to harden their defenses. So along those lines, nothing that you could report to me would surprise me. This is not shocking. So we spent over $84 million here to help the Pentagon prolong their sex life. Unbelievable. Is there, you know, this is actually, we're sending people out to exit their military career with a smile on their face. So maybe that's not so bad.
Sure have our priorities reversed.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so many things we could say, but we won't because this is a family show. Let me just suffice it to say that there will be a show next week, and it's kind of MOS, more of the same. I've got Deborah Tavares coming on, and Deborah and I spoke on the phone a couple of nights ago, and it was one of those fascinating conversations that could have turned easily into a marathon because she was just giving me point after point after point. And she said, I feel so tired and I'm so run down from having been at this conference. And she's going to talk to us about that show. She's going to be our guest for 2 hours. And she's also telling me, and I'm going to put a little teaser out here, Annie. She's also telling me that people are starting to disappear. And we've wondered out loud on this show, how long would it be, Annie, until the NDAA would be invoked. And I think we're already seeing the beginning of that. I think we're seeing the invocation of the NDAA. And now Deborah said the people she's familiar with are targeted individuals. She's going to be covering that exclusively. And I think right now she's the only one in the country that has a hold of this story. In 2 weeks, we're going to be joined by John Williams of Shadow Stats. And boy, does he tell a different story from the government on their economic recovery figures. He should have been giving the State of the Union address, not Obama. So anyway, that's our show tonight. It's a wrap. Thanks to Doug Hagman for a very exciting hour. Also, equally exciting, Paul Martin, Katie Whalen, and of course, yours truly, Annie. Great job on the news. Interesting item to conclude with, but we'll let that slide for comment on another day. And to everybody else, go out and have a great week. Enjoy life while we still have the good old USA. God bless everybody.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.